This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. The president spoke to reporters in the Oval Office on Monday during a meeting with the Crown Prince of Bahrain. Trump said afterward he does not want war with Iran.
I'm not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to.
He says if it came to that, the United States is ready. The president met with U.S. military leaders earlier in the day and has announced that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other U.S. officials will travel to Saudi Arabia. North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam, collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
6 weeks after the Indian government imposed a partial clampdown in Kashmir, the Supreme Court is directing authorities to make the very best endeavor to return normal life to the disputed Himalayan region. The judges also asked the Indian government to ensure smooth functioning of schools, hospitals, and public transport. The Supreme Court did not order the government to take specific action to address the crisis. Italian police arrested three men on Monday accused of torturing and extorting money from migrants in a Libyan detention center. Prosecutors in Sicily ordered the arrest of two Egyptians and one Ghanaian after several people recognized them as being their suspected tormentors. They allegedly ran a migrant camp in Zawiya, Libya. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank over the protests of Palestinian leaders if he wins his close re-election bid on Tuesday. Netanyahu is facing his toughest political fight to win a record fifth term to stay in power, even as he is confronting possible corruption charges. Israel staging its second national vote in less than 6 months, with Netanyahu unable to cobble together a parliamentary majority to form a government after the April vote. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous, addictive painkillers that helped fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Jeff Mulvihill, who covers opioid litigation, reports Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy filing is not the end of its legal troubles.
The company makes OxyContin. It's being sued by thousands of state, local, and tribal governments across the country. It announced a deal last week with about half the states plus the local governments to settle those lawsuits. But now what happens is up to a bankruptcy judge.
The value of the settlement could reach $12 billion. Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers continue today following the start of a nationwide strike by workers. AP's Matt Small has the latest.
Let's move!
More than 49,000 UAW members walked out on GM early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues with the automaker hadn't budged enough. James Cotton in Detroit is one of the striking employees, and he says he'll stick it out for as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that. But we have to keep fighting.
Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It's the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout back in 2007. I'm Matt Small.
Britain's Boris Johnson says a Brexit deal is beginning to emerge, but the EU disagrees. Reuters' Anna Bevan has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson received a frosty reception in Luxembourg on Monday as he arrived for talks with his counterpart Xavier Bettel. Protesters gathered outside the Luxembourg Prime Minister's office, holding anti-Brexit signs and chanting anti-Brexit slogans. Such was the noise that Johnson then cancelled a joint press conference, leaving Bettel to speak to reporters beside an empty podium.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1.
The Voice of America.